You're listening to the best of the big band era, only here at the Big Band Serenade.
Another Humphrey Tamardella production.
Well, welcome everyone once again to the Big Band Serenade. I have some emails this week, and I want to read one that was sent back to me in August. It's from George in Atlanta, Georgia. It's referring to the podcast that I did about Art Gillum. He writes, "I wish to thank you for your podcast on Art Gillum. I knew Art when he was a young man. He died when I was 25. I know Art would be amazed that anyone besides me would be listening or playing his music in the 21st century. He would also be delighted that he could add internet podcasts to his personal appearances, radio broadcasts, recordings, and television appearances. He loved making people happy and went to the extent of making hours of personal recordings for friends, for birthdays, or just having fun with it. Some of his best recordings are the home acetate disc and early tape recordings." Thank you so much, George, for that historical perspective of Art Gillum. Thank you so much for your email. Well, our next email is from Roy and Lillian, Toronto, Canada. "My wife Lillian and I love the Big Band Serenade podcast. Although we're too young to remember the era, we certainly enjoy the wonderful big band sound. We particularly like the podcast introductions that are brief and yet informative, leaving the remainder of the podcast to enjoy the music. We think that it would be great if you did a show on your favorite renditions of Cole Porter songs." Well, that is a fantastic idea, Roy and Lillian, and I think that I'm going to start putting together material so you can be looking for some future shows about the Cole Porter tunes that were released by so many different musicians. Well, thank you, Roy and Lillian, for that great idea, and I hope to do that in the near future. Our last email for today is from Bert in Inman, the Netherlands. And I won't say your name, Bert, because I would butcher it for sure. But anyway, he says, "I noticed the shout-out in one of your last podcasts, and I wanted to let you know that I appreciate your efforts very much and fully agree with you about the importance of this music in the musical era. Unfortunately, I've also noticed that it's not everyone's cup of tea, although I am very pleased with the show format. The background biographical stuff combined with the appropriate songs of the music, it's just great." Well, I thank you very much, Bert, for emailing me. This is not your first email, and I do appreciate it very much. You know, this music came out of an era when the United States and the world were in tremendous upheaval. We were in the midst of a depression. There had been wars, and there were rumors of wars. This is a tremendous testimony of the great spirit of the musicians of America. I'm glad you're with me today. I want to try a new format. Now, there were remotes that were on the radio, and I have a lot of them. What I would like to do is play the remote with a historical and biographical introduction. This could be a separate podcast altogether called Big Band Remotes in conjunction with the Big Band Serenade. So let me know what you think of the format and your suggestions. And don't forget to continue to email me at rmcomments@gmail.com and bring a friend and tell a friend about the Big Band Serenade. Our featured artist this week is Shorty Sherrock. He was an excellent swing trumpeter. Shorty Sherrock was never a major name, but he was a strong asset to several big bands. He worked locally in Gary, Indiana while in high school and attended the Illinois Military Academy. Sherrock gigged with Charlie Price, Del Coon, Ben Pollock, 1936, Frankie Masters, Jacques Renard, Jack Pettis, Segar Ellis, and Santo Percora. His first major job was with Jimmy Dorsey from 1937 to 39, where he was a key soloist and appeared in a couple of film shorts. Sherrock also had associations with orchestras of Bob Crosby from 1939 to 1940, Gene Krupa, fairly prominent during 1940 to 41, where he was preceded by Roy Eldridge, Tommy Dorsey, Raymond Scott, Bud Freeman, Bob Strong, Alvino Ray, and Horace Height. Sherrock, who took several swing and Dixieland solos at the first Jazz at the Philharmonic concert in 1944, led his own bands on an occasional basis during 1946 to 48. He joined Jimmy Dorsey briefly during 1950 and then became a studio musician in Los Angeles. Sharrock, who recorded in later years with Matty Matlock, 1958, and Benny Carter, 1962, was active into 1979 in the studios, was always a little bit underrated in the jazz world. Other than six titles with his big band in 1947, his only record date as a leader resulted in four titles with a septet of mostly Harry James Seidman in 1946. So let's now join Shorty Sharrock in this very rare remote broadcast from Glen Island Casino on August the 7th, 1945. I think you're going to really enjoy his trumpet play and the quality of the sound of this great recording from 1945. So without any further ado, let me turn on the big band time machine and transport you back to Glen Island Casino on August the 7th, 1945.
From Glen Island Casino in New Rochelle, New York, on Route 1A, One Night Stand brings you the music of that trumpet man, Shorty Sharrock, and his orchestra. Words to the music will be supplied by Elaine Trent and Bob Vincent.
Backing up the band with an original composition dedicated to the brass section, the trombones to be exact, here we have Four Bones.
Thank you.
here's Bob Vincent, front and center, to sing If I Love You.
I would try to say all I'd want you to know. If I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way. Round in circles I'd go. Afraid and shy, I let my golden chances pass me by. Soon you'd leave me, off you would go in the mist of day, never, never to know.
Sparkling personality of Elaine Trent, back once more to the microphone to sing the popular ballad, Walkin' with My Honey.
I'll be walking with my honey down honeymoon lane soon, soon, soon. See the moon, moon, moon. We won't care if it's November or the middle of June. I'll be sweeter to my sweetie than ever before, morning, night, or noon. 'Cause I'll be walking with my honey to honeymoon lane soon, soon, soon. Oh, honey down honeymoon lane. Soon, 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 we'll see the moon, moon, moon. We won't care if it's November or the middle of June. I'll be sweeter to my sweetie than ever before. Morning, night, and noon. 'Cause I'll be walking with my honey down honeymoon lane. Soon.
Sad saga of a lonesome lad, with words very nicely expressed by vocalist Bob Vincent. I miss your kiss. Elaine Trent lends her voice to the lyrics of that Sentimental Journey.
Gonna take a sentimental journey, gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. I got my bag, I got my reservation. Spent each dime I could afford, like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that. Gonna take a sentimental journey, sentimental journey
and sings, the boys in the band provide the background as we go out of this world.
So long for the right time. so long for a star. All at once from the long and lonely nighttime, and despite time, here you are. I cry out of this world. If you said we were through, so let me fly out of this world and spend the next eternity or two.
Dancing continues now at a faster pace with that trumpet man leading the boys through the sharps and flats of a little thing called Lame Brain.
One-Night Stand has brought you 30 minutes of words and music from Glen Island Casino in New Rochelle, New York, on Route 1A. Words were by Elaine Trent and Bob Vincent. Music by Shorty Chirac and his orchestra. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Bye-bye and have a great week.